KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have fog, a little bit of mist in the air. It's 35 degrees. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for the entire listening area through mid-morning. We look for cloudy skies, fog and drizzle today. Light rain this afternoon, a high of 44. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In the news, two people were injured during an accident Thursday afternoon in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Department says a 2006 Dodge Ram pickup driven by 22-year-old Jordan James Verba of Red Oak was stopped at the intersection of Highway 34 and G Avenue waiting to turn left. A 2003 Ford driven by 55-year-old Janet Spicer of Emerson was traveling westbound. Spicer didn't see the taillights of the pickup due to dense fog in the area and dirt and mud on the pickup's taillight lenses. Her car rear-ended the pickup at around 2:40 p.m. Spicer suffered possible unknown injuries and was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital. Verba suffered suspected serious or incapacitating injuries and was also transported to the hospital. Damage from the collision amounted to $10,500. There were no citations issued. Police in Red Oak arrested two men on separate drug and assault-related charges. At around 1:45 this morning, 19-year-old Daniel Lee Vance Hunt of Red Oak was arrested at the intersection of Miller Avenue and East Summit Street for possession of drug paraphernalia. And at around 5:35 p.m. Thursday, 58-year-old Charles James Netherton of Red Oak was arrested on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for assault and harassment in the third degree. Both men were being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond each. A man who helped to an Iowa couple during the deadly Florida airport shooting this month attended the funeral for the man who was killed. Mark Lee flew down from Minnesota to attend the Wednesday service at Council Bluffs Bayless Park Chapel for 57-year-old Mike Omi of Council Bluffs. Lee said he found the couple while trying to aid the shooting victims at the airport. Mike and his wife, Carrie Omi, were both shot, but is currently recovering from her wounds. Lee said he was tending to Carrie's wounds when he noticed Mike Omi nearby with a head wound. Omi was one of five people killed in the baggage claim area of the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport on January 6th when a gunman opened fire. After successfully creating a trio of crosses along Interstate 80 back in June, the Neola Lions Club chapter is now planning to illuminate them for people driving at night. The chapter was inspired by Crosses Across America, a nonprofit that has helped raise more than 2,000 clusters of crosses nationwide. After learning about the organization, Neola Lions Club President Fred Rodenberg presented the idea of the 36-foot-high Neola crosses to the chapter. Rodenberg said the estimated cost of the project is $1,000. Local farmer Les Clark, whose property overlooks the interstate, has granted Rodenberg's club permission to use it for the effort. The group is currently raising funds to eliminate the structures. In the funeral announcements, Pauline Dreger, age 95, of Atlantic, died January 13th. Funeral services for Pauline Dreger will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mardell Gilbert, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mardell Gilbert will be today at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. John Doyle, Jr., age 70, of Manning, died January 12th. Funeral services for John Doyle, Jr., will be today at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Lottie Kinney, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Lottie Kinney will be today at 2:30 at the Canby Friends Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Edwin Jensen, age 67, of Atlantic, died January 10th in Omaha. Memorial services for Edwin Jensen will be today at 3 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Avis Peters, age 92, of Atlantic, died January 14th. Funeral services for Avis Peters will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lila Judd, age 100, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died January 14th. Funeral services for Lila Judd will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Velma Peterson, age 98, of Anita, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Velma Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita. Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died January 11th in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Roger Berg will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home has the arrangements. Priscilla Ann Jacobson Hansen, age 84, of Elkhorn, died December 25th. Funeral services for Priscilla Jacobson Hansen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Thomas Matzey, age 63, of Des Moines, died January 13th. Celebration of Life services for Thomas Matzie will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hastings Funeral Home in Perry. Clarence Ed Henderson, age 80, of Panora, died Monday. A memorial visitation for Ed Henderson will be tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Toig Funeral Home in Panora. Colleen Koch Rhodes, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Colleen Rhodes will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Christine McLaughlin, age 71, of Oakland, Nebraska, died Sunday. Funeral services for Christine McLaughlin will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Donald Anderson, age 86, of Atlantic, died January 16th. Funeral services for Donald Anderson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Kenneth Blazik, age 82, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral and Masonic services for Kenneth Blazik will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church, with a Masonic Circle Lodge number 555 of Prescott conducting the Masonic services. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lavetta Mary Hansen, age 92, of Griswold, died Wednesday at Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life memorial services for Lavetta Hansen will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Dixie Sherm, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Dixie Sherm will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Esther Abbott, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Stanton Care Center. Graveside services for Esther Abbott will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Mamre Cemetery in Stanton. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Onita Bridger, age 94, formerly of Griswold, died January 16th in California. Graveside services for Onita Bridger will be held at a later date in Griswold. The Green Hills Mortuary in Torrance, California, and Reekin Dune Funeral Home of Griswold are handling the arrangements. And Eleanor Graves, age 94, of Harlan, died Thursday. Services for Eleanor Graves are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.